Ian Hutchinson with our Rub of the Mind podcast. And Dick, kind of a very interesting week. You know, obviously the first tournament of the FedEx Cup. Afterwards, you know, it went to a playoff. Afterwards, Jordan Spieth asked, did he lose it or did Dustin Johnson win it? And I've heard that before. And is that almost like a cop-out?
Well, you know, I think what's happening, and it's very interesting that we listened yesterday after the playoff round that Jordan did, you know, Spieth did say that that he did not lose the tournament and that Dustin Johnson won the tournament. And I find this particularly interesting, Hutch, simply because I think it's Jordan's avoiding, you know, the direct truth of the matter and playing a little mind games. Because, quite frankly, I think he did, in my opinion, he did lose the tournament. You know, keep in mind that he started the final round three shots with a three-shot lead.
Yeah.
Then he had a five-shot lead over Dustin Johnson during the front nine at one point. And then on the sixth hole, the par three, he made an unsatisfactory assessment. I believe he hit an excellent execution with that 8-iron on the par 3.
Right.
But the gust of wind held it up, and it didn't cover the water. He hit it in the water, so it was the wrong club. And he should have aired long rather than aired short. So from an assessment point of view, that was a two-shot lost event. And then he went on and made it with a wedge on the ninth hole, his second shot, with a wedge in hand. Made an unsatisfactory execution that led to a bogey. So there were three shot lost events on the front nine.
Right.
And then obviously it was pretty impressive how he played the 71st hole, making that exceptional putt.
Right.
When he made an unsatisfactory execution on the tee shot on 17, hitting it into the bunker.
Right.
And but quite frankly, yes, he had three shot lost events that. You know, caused him to lose the tournament. And, you know, I think it's what Jordan is doing right now is just trying to avoid the continually questions from the media, because he did lose that, you know, those five shots at Augusta. Then he,
right,
in 2016, lost, you know, that significant lead at the U.S. Open before he rallied and came back. And then, you know, we see a pattern now with losing another five-shot lead. So I think it's his mind game trying to avoid the questions.
Yeah, when you go into a tournament or you come out of a tournament like this, Dick, especially when you're on the losing end of a playoff, or you know, even in regular play, does the media become almost like the enemy to a player?
Well, I think what's happening, you know, in what is the great thing about Jordan Spieth is his absolute honesty,
right?
And he handles all those questions, you know, so properly and gives very truthful answers, and
right,
it's very genuine. But this is the first sign that I've seen that, you know, it appears that he's perhaps getting tired. He doesn't want to have that, you know, losing those shots that's showing up as a pattern right now.
Right.
I think he's trying to avoid that, and I think that's the fall from grace that it perhaps is having, and he's trying to avoid it. So he's trying to manipulate the media, and the media, as you know, they can smell blood.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, my red flag goes up is this is Jordan Spieth trying to avoid that. But as we all know, if you're trying to avoid something, you're going to probably make it even worse.
Well, and you can almost come off looking, for lack of a better term, stupid, right? You know, if you come out and say something that obviously everyone else saw, but you didn't.
Yes, that's the risk.
Yeah.
And I think it's obvious. There's no doubt. You know, there's a pattern. So, yeah. I mean, you know, Jordan had, after his remarkable season in 14 and 15, you know, he had that lead in the Masters, and on the 12th hole, he blew his five-shot lead and lost, and then, you know, that's the first time, and then the second time was the U.S. Open this year that he lost the lead, but he was able to trigger himself and do something remarkable and win, and then now this. So three times is a pattern, and I just thought it would have been best. He says, "Yeah, you know, I'm only human. These things happen, but I love my resilience when I do, you know, lose a lead, that I'm able to kind of find another gear and kick it in into position. But, you know, then again, obviously he wasn't able to do it on the final hole at Glen Oaks, where it very much appeared that Jordan Spieth brought a knife to a gunfight.
Right.
With the way that hole played, and watching Dustin Johnson be able to power his way into a significant competitive advantage on that last hole.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny because the media gets almost painted as an enemy in situations like this, at least in the player's mind. And I think it's a matter of perspective, because, I mean, I'm Jordan Spieth, and I'm saying, hey, you know what? I mean, I'm one tournament short of the career Grand Slam already at such a young age. It's not like the media is out for blood, really. It's not like the sharks are circling. It's just basically what happened that day, right?
You're right. It's absolutely about perspective, and it's all about, you know, your perception.
Yeah.
And I think what Jordan's mistake is his first glitch of a mistake.
Yeah.
Is his perception and wanting to change the perception of how this is looking.
Right.
Because, you know, he did lose those five shots. And had he not, had he only lost two shots opposed to three shots on the front nine, there wouldn't have been a playoff.
Yeah.
Would have won. So I think the first step is, yes, he did give Dustin Johnson a chance by losing those three shots. He did lose, you know, lose that opportunity to close it. But then once Dustin had the opportunity to win, he seized the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think going into a media room is often like the game of golf itself. It's really, you know, one shot at a time. I mean, this is something that happens on a Sunday that he happens to lose in a playoff to Dustin Johnson. But hey, just a couple of weeks ago, he was sitting there as champion of the British Open. So, you know, it's it's really on what's happening that day, right? It's one day at a time type of thing.
Yes, it's always about the situation, and this situation presented itself. It unfolded, and then in the post round, these are fair questions. I mean, there's never a wrong question. You can question everything. You should be able to question everything.
Yeah.
But what we're finding out here is that, which is a little deviation, is Jordan Spieth's reaction to that question.
Right.
And it's going to be interesting from now on. Perhaps this is a sensitive spot. Perhaps this is something that he's fighting within himself and that he doesn't want to. And the best way to try and deal with it quite often, and it's not always the best way, is simply trying to avoid it. But I think, again, if he tries to avoid this, this is only going to continue for more of the same questions in the future.
Well, it's also going to fester in his own mind, isn't it? I mean, it's going to, you know, be kind of eating him up going forward, I would think.
Well, yes, and that's the question. We're going to have to see if this is going to happen. Let's see if Jordan gets into position this week and in the coming weeks before the season is over. And it's obviously something that we're going to have to keep our attention on, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that, you know, afterwards too. I mean, a lot of people came out and said. I believe Ian Poulter was the one who said that. The playoff hole was actually set up for Dustin Johnson, a long ball hitter, as opposed to Jordan Spieth, who we all know isn't a long ball hitter.
Well, exactly. You know, that is an interesting situation. But if that was the case, Ian Poulter saying basically that, you know, it wasn't fair, which I think there's no place for that term in golf. Life isn't fair and
right.
Golf isn't fair. And it's just the way it is. You have to deal with situations as best as possible. You know, if it was such a great competitive advantage, why didn't Dustin Johnson take that route on the 72nd hole?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, he played the same route as Jordan did, that which was to the right, and he made an unsatisfactory execution and hit it in the rough. He had nothing to, you know, but that, you know, to pitch out and then lay up, which was a very smart assessment on his part, but then he manned up and chose to go the fly it over the pond, and it turned out in his favor this time.
Sure. Well, I mean, there comes a time, really, isn't it? I mean, you got to let things, like, you know, you mentioned about, you know, golf isn't fair. Well, you're right. I mean, we've seen that how many times over the years, but there comes a time when you just got to let it go and move forward, right?
Yeah, you can't let those things. Again, we're talking about one's perspective and one's perception. You can't, if you think that you're going to go forward with thinking that things aren't fair and that they need to be fair, you're going to get stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
You just have to, deal with the situation at hand, do the best you can, and if someone beats you, that's the game of golf, and that's what life is all about. So, you hope that these things all average out in the wash. Over the long term, you're going to get some favorable bounces and favorable situations, and sometimes they're going to help you, and sometimes they won't.
Well, on that note, I'm not going to let us get stuck in the mud, so I'm going to move forward. We're going to move forward, and obviously we're going to have some things to talk about as the FedEx Cup continues.
Yes, we'll look forward to it, and thanks for your time, Hutch.
You bet, Zoke. Thanks.